We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Megan Johnson-Smith is my guest in this portion of the program. She's a singer, composer, and choral conductor. She's also the music director for Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. The award-winning amateur chorus is now celebrating close to 20 years of singing. She joins me this afternoon ahead of Amasong's winter concert. It's titled Elements. Two performances are set for this weekend at McKinley Presbyterian Church at 809 South Fifth Street in Champaign. The first is Saturday evening at 8. The second is Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Celeste.
So what theme or themes are you going to explore musically in this program, Elements?
Well, we're working around the classical elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And so we have a handful of songs for each of those elements and then some that incorporate more than one element. So we have songs about air, such as Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, a setting of a Shakespeare text, songs from Croatia about the Sava River. So just pulling on a lot of different sources to access each of these four elements.
Okay. And again, Amasong drawing on music from around the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How did you go about putting the program together?
Well, I usually start with a couple pieces that inspire me that I say, well, what do these pieces have in common? And when I started to think about the idea of the elements, and then I would go and look for other pieces that would fill out that theme.
Did you bring something to share with us this afternoon?
I did. The first piece that we're going to sing on the concert is Ave Maris Stella, which is a traditional Gregorian chant in praise of Mary, saying, Hail, Star of the Sea. And this is a recording from Amasong's first CD, Over Here the Water is Sweet.
And that's lovely.
That was the first verse of Ave Maris Stella.
Very lovely. Is there a particular piece that you can feel the chorus has a particular attachment to in this program as you rehearse?
Well, gosh. One of the fun things about Amasong is we have such a diversity of people in the chorus that within having so many different kinds of music on the program, everyone attaches to something different. So there are some songs that half of the chorus really loves and the other half could, that's all right. But I think we all are really enjoying some of the traditional chants. We have one called The Earth, The Air, The Fire, The Water that has no author that we know of, but it's just a really intense invocation of all four elements.
Do you know where that comes from at all?
No. My source songbook just says source unknown. So it was collected by Libana, which is a women's world music ensemble, but they don't know where it came from.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Often Amasong features special guests in its concerts. Is that true this time out?
Yeah. We have a couple guest instrumentalists, Leela Ramagopal, who will be joining us on Celtic harp for an ancient Irish song in praise of St. Bridget. And also Matthew Gladden will be joining us for piano accompaniment on two pieces. And then we have some great drummers from within the chorus who will be playing percussion on a Ghanaian piece and also a Peruvian piece.
What lies ahead for Amazon in the coming year, in the new year?
Well, we'll have a spring concert in May of 2010, but looking beyond that, we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary coming up in May of 2011.
Congratulations.
It's pretty exciting. Thanks.
Yeah, it is. It's really special that an amateur group can come together and be so strong for such a long period of time.
Absolutely. There have been multiple music directors, and the chorus has really sustained itself through that just based on the quality of the music that they want to sing.
How many recordings has the group made over the years?
We have four CDs, one that we, the most recent, released in December of 2008, so just about a year ago.
Okay. And is there another on the horizon?
Very possibly. We haven't started working on it yet, but I imagine it'll show up.
How many women are currently in Amazon?
I think right around 52. So we have a nice number.
That's great. Who's welcome to join the group?
Any women who would like to audition for Amazon should contact us through the website. And you don't have to have any musical experience in terms of reading music or having prior choral knowledge. We just ask that you can carry a tune and have enthusiasm. So that's amasong.org.
Okay, very good. Well, before you go, I think we should listen to something else. Did you bring something else?
Sure. This is a recording of Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, a really cool setting by Emma Lou Deemer, and this is on Bridges of Song, which is our last CD that we released.
Amazon, Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind, from their CD, Bridges of Song. It's blowing out there this afternoon, isn't
it? Yeah, it sure is.
It does feel like winter. The wind, one of the elements that will be featured in the upcoming concert, the winter concert for Amazon, Elements. Well, let's take care of a couple of details now about this weekend's performances. Mm-hmm. Are you asking for a donation for the performances?
We have a suggested donation, $10 to $20, but we always say more if you can, less if you can't. So if you feel like you could pay a $20 or more entrance fee, we encourage you to do so to help offset the cost of maybe people who can't pay $10.
And McKinley Presbyterian Church is located in the heart of campus. And
that's
we're
right.
Still in the fall semester here. We're winding down. Where should concert goers look for parking?
There is a parking garage right across Fifth Street from the church and foundation. And parking is free in the evenings there after 5. And on Sundays, I believe all parking is free on the street as well as in the parking garage.
Okay. And will your CDs be available at the concert?
They sure will.
Okay. Where else can we find them?
You can get them at our website, www.amasong.org. I think they're also on CD Baby and possibly Amazon.com and local retailers, too. So.
All right. Very good. Well, Megan Johnson-Smith is the music director for Amazon, and their winter concert is coming up this weekend. Two performances are set for this weekend at McKinley Presbyterian Church at 809 South 5th Street in Champaign. The first is Saturday evening at 8. The second is Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.